today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today I want to take a moment to say thank you to the folks who have been helping out this program, have been sending us small offerings, and I'll tell you, every little bit helps, and many have been giving through the website, considerhisword.org. It's a new thing. We've added a little button there where you can donate to this program, and we are so thankful. We have added 3 broadcasts this year. We're hoping to add 3 more. I should say 3 stations. We're hoping to add 3 more this year. And as long as you're giving, and as long as God is blessing, we can continue these broadcasts. And I am so grateful, and I am so thankful for you listening today and for you helping out. Many have been writing and getting the little prayer journals. And I'd encourage you, if you haven't gotten yours, to write to us, and we'll send you a little prayer journal. We'd love to hear from you and hear where you're hearing the broadcast today. All we need is an address. There's no charge. There's no cost for these at all. They're absolutely free, just the postage to write to us. You can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. There's a little tab there that says contact us, and we get those messages, and we can receive your note from there. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most of the responses we get have been through the regular mail. It's an interesting thing. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. And now we have a Facebook page, and so you can contact us through that way as well. Just search for Consider His Word, and it should come up. Like the page, and we'll be giving you little announcements from time to time and different things going on with the broadcast. So go like our Facebook page. Today we're continuing our study, and hopefully, Lord willing, finishing our study about consider your ways. We started in the book of Haggai. Well, twice he used that phrase, to consider your ways. When we talk about considering our ways, we're talking about to think about where you're at. Remember, the word consider means to set your mind to what has come to you. Think about our previous and our current situation. And then in Proverbs 14, we've been looking at the word prudent. We've looked at 3 verses particularly. I want to at least touch on those in Proverbs 14, verse 8, the Bible says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of the fools is deceit." And we looked at considering your ways spiritually and where we are walking with God spiritually. And by the way, you can go back and hear those programs at the website, considerhisword.org. Last week, we talked about considering your ways spiritually. In verse 15, the Bible said, "The simple believe every word, but the prudent man looketh to his going." Are you making decisions? Are you considering your way? Making some decisions about your future? Exercising? Eating right? Today, we're going to look at one more, and this will be in Proverbs 14 and verse 18. The Bible says the simple inherit folly, the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Today, I'd like for us to think about considering your ways mentally. Are you growing mentally? You know, it's surprising to me when I read about and what I hear about occasionally, how few people have read a book since they graduated high school. They're just not interested. There are so many opportunities these days to grow in our knowledge. And I would ask you this, are you intentionally learning? So many opportunities out there to learn more, not just about the Lord, but to learn about so many things, about history, about how our government works. There are websites that are now offering college courses for free. And maybe you're thinking, oh, no, I can't take a college course. You know, you can go through and listen to the lectures and listen to the what they're teaching and grow in your knowledge. Reading books. Maybe this year your intention ought to be just to read one book. That's it, one book. And God bless you if you do. I try to read a book every month. I don't always get it done. And I've heard some that have tried to read a book every week. And praise God for them too. You got to find your own pace and you got to find where, but do something to exercise yourself mentally. You know, one of the things that we talk about all the time is amusement. I want you to think about this. When we think of the word amuse, the word A, anytime you find a word that begins with an A, like agnostic, atheist, it means not. And then you think of the word muse, which means to think about and to work over. It's actually a word that means to bring it up again and think about it again and work on it mentally. And when we think of the word then of amusement, it means don't think. You realize that much of what we do today is finding ways not to think, not to grow mentally. We even have parks for that, amusement parks. We go for amusement. What about beginning to find a way to learn? Did you ever think about going to visit a museum this year and seeing what you can learn? Maybe a historic museum, something in your area, or maybe about somebody that has a museum, an individual that has a museum about them in your area. Are you learning intentionally? Now, it takes work. You know, we don't learn accidentally. I mean, I suppose sometimes we do. You know, they say you learn something every day, and maybe we do pick up some things accidentally, but what about making it intentionally? Now, the question we're asking is to consider your ways. Look at where you are. What did you learn last year? What did you do intentionally to learn last year, to grow in your knowledge? Remember the scripture we're looking at says that the simple inherits folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. What are you doing to grow in your knowledge? So let's start with reading, finding something you're interested in and reading that book. And you realize now that there are audiobooks, so easy to obtain, so easy to add to all of our devices, your phone, your tablets, your computers, where you can listen to books. Now, honestly, this is something I'm going to try to do this year, is to listen to more audio books when I get in the car and drive to town, to put on a book to listen to and learn different views from people and what they're thinking about and learning from them. But let's get more specific. What about your knowledge of the Lord and His Word? Maybe it's time to seek out Bible studies. And again, the internet is full of Bible studies. And I appreciate that you're listening to this program. And I hope you learn from this program and that you grow in knowledge in this program and in other radio programs as well. They're great. But you know what you really need is a Bible study of your own. Whether it's reading through a book of the Bible or studying a book of the Bible or studying some doctrine of Scripture, ask your pastor about it. Maybe he has materials that would help you to know more about the Word of God. Now, I realize that just attending church helps. And if your pastor is any kind of a good pastor, he's going to be teaching you. He ought to be teaching you through his preaching and teaching you through Bible studies, and those are great. And if you're not doing that, start doing it. But I would also encourage you to start your own Bible study. And I'm not talking about gathering people in your home and trying to teach a Bible study, although I'll tell you, you realize that usually in a Bible study, it's the teacher that learns the most from preparing. There are so many Bible study books out there that you can get. Go to the bookstore and find some there. And now be careful. Make sure that wherever you're learning from, that you're learning from sound Bible teachers and that they're teaching you the Word of God and not teaching you about some cult or some frivolous thing that doesn't have anything to do with the Bible at all. Find that Bible teacher and begin to study from them. So many places. Maybe it would help to find a particular preacher or a particular teacher and begin to learn from them. Get a mentor and learn from them. And find some way to develop your own personal Bible study and grow in the knowledge of the Lord. Learn more about His Word. How much do you know about the Bible? If somebody began to ask you questions and, I see sometimes these interviews where people will ask some simple questions and people don't know the answers to them. Do you know about the life of Christ? There's a great place. Read the Gospels and learn about the life of Christ. Whatever it is, you've got to decide. But take some time and think about it. And think about the things you would like to know more about. Maybe there's individuals you would like to know more about. Several years ago, I wanted to know more about Teddy Roosevelt, and I spent a whole year reading biographies of Teddy Roosevelt. Now I know more and I really want to know. I want you to consider your ways. Maybe there's nothing you need to change. Maybe there are things you need to stop doing. Or maybe there's things you need to start doing. Whatever it is, take stock of your life. Think about what you're doing and get intentional in growing in the Lord. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.